At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
If you're a facilities manager at a warehouse and your HVAC system goes down, it can turn up the heat, literally. But don't sweat it. Grainger has you covered. Grainger offers over a million industrial-grade products for all your operations, including warehouse HVAC maintenance. And even better, they offer access to experts and fast delivery, so you and your warehouse can both keep your cool. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Well, the emotional roller coaster of a season. I mean, the highs of yesterday, where you clinch a playoff spot and then brought back to earth tonight, and the division becomes very unlikely for San Diego. As we said, if they lost a game in the series, it would be extremely unlikely. We'll see if the Padres can prevent the Dodgers from clinching the division tomorrow in Game 3 at Dodger Stadium. Padres still well positioned. They'll likely host a wildcard series at Petco beginning Tuesday. Outside crack at a division that would take four consecutive wins and would take the Dodgers going 1-3 in their final four games or worse. So John and Jim with you here on the wrap-up show. Jim is eating gummies. I've got some hop water. We'll be with you for the next hour. Make your way in. There's a lot to discuss. There's a lot to react to. So we take a look at the National League West, the Padres, the likely wild card opponent, the upcoming series for the Padres. So make your way in. Subscribe here on content for Padres fans. We've blown past 7,100 subscribers with your help. Let's get to 7,200 before the start of the postseason. Smash the like button for us. You can follow us on X at John Schaefer, at Jim Russell SD. We do appreciate your support of the channel. Super chats, click the dollar sign below the chat box. We'll get to all of your super chats here tonight. If you want to control the direction of the conversation, if you want to support the channel, you can become a member by clicking join down below. I mean, I thought Jim early on had the makings of last night. You know, go down, score a couple of runs. Go down, Tatis homers. You know, but facing Ohtani, me and you have talked about this a lot recently. I mean, it feels like you asked for trouble. Two things tonight. The walks did them in. And just facing Ohtani, I mean, he is scorching hot as anyone in baseball right now. And he made you pay. And he made you pay in a huge way in the sixth inning with two outs. They had a lot of two-out runs in this game. And the Dodgers, I mean, to their credits, their 94th win. They've been really good at home. And they found a way to beat a very good Padres team here tonight.
The key for the Dodgers, and I'm sure I'm not going to do a Dodger postgame show, obviously. But the key for them truly is Mookie Betts, because if Mookie Betts is going to play like shit like he is right now, that team, it's going to be a problem. And they're just going to pitch around Ohtani.
That's right.
I mean, Mookie Betts has been awful in September. Not good. Mostly for the last couple weeks here. But, you know, he had opportunities tonight to really blow this game wide open, and he didn't come through. And he has not come through for this team, the Dodgers, that is. It just, I wouldn't pitch to Ohtani. Like, I remember we talked to Mike Farron yesterday of MLB Radio.
Network Radio.
And I asked him, like, do you not pitch to Ohtani? And he's like, well, the lineup's amazing. And I'm thinking to myself, like, the postseason last year, Betts and Freeman were god-awful. I mean, Betts hasn't been clutch in a postseason here for a while. Same thing with Freddie Freeman. We all know what happened in the series in 2022 with both of those guys. They were invisible. They were even more invisible last year. Like, it might not hurt to, like, I don't know, pitch around Ohtani here. it just feels like anything thrown over the plate against him, he's going to hit a 112-mile-an-hour rocket somewhere. So just don't give him anything to hit and face a couple guys that are pretty cold right now.
I completely – here's the thing. You've heard me say this a million times. As a manager, I'm always looking for cover. I mean, we've been so complimentary of Mike Shildt. This isn't about one managerial decision. No, I mean, tonight it maybe comes down. It comes down to a decision or two. I mean, Ohtani in this game, like you think back on this game, and he scores the first run of the game. He has a go-ahead double. He has a go-ahead single. He steals a base. He just has his imprints everywhere on a game. And I'm with you. The cover that a manager is looking for is an explanation. You know what my explanation is? If Betts or Freeman beats me, be like, they're not hitting 700 over the last 15 games.
Right.
He is. He tears the cover off everything, and he's the most feared hitter in the game. Now, to the Padres' credit this season, they have done a nice job with Shohei Ohtani, relatively speaking.
He's just gone nuclear the last 2 weeks.
But he's just gone nuclear, and I'm with you. You know, listen, is Betts capable of going off? You better believe he is.
Yeah,
is Freeman capable? That's the problem. I mean, you know, the Padres pose some similar challenges at times. I mean, the Padres have batters that are capable of going off. I mean, Manny Machado's had stretches. Look at Fernando Tatis Jr. right now. He's hitting everything hard. It's not like you can just work around Tatis and all of a sudden everything's perfect. Machado can hurt you and so on and so forth. Same thing. It's not like you just work around Ohtani and you've cracked the code. I mean, the Dodgers have thought long and hard on this. Their whole offense isn't Ohtani. But if I'm looking for cover and I'm seeing a guy that's the hottest hitter in baseball, it's just – the two-out hits are backbreakers, but the true backbreakers, how many times have you heard us talk about this recently for everyone here tonight? And Jim, I mean, you know where I'm going here. It's like the Suarez home runs he's allowed recently, what really kills you is the walks in front of him.
Brutal.
Fucking multiple batters in innings. You are asking for major problems. Now, this isn't who they are. They don't issue six walks in a game, and they did tonight. You issue six walks at Dodger Stadium, I mean, to be frank, you should lose the game. And they lost the game. They only allowed four runs, issuing six walks, and it could have been worse.
Yeah, I mean, Estrada came in and walked two guys that ended up being the game.
There's no need.
And let me just get this out of the way right now. Like, this was not a hangover game by any stretch. No. They were in it the entire game.
A great team. I mean, these are good teams.
I mean, the only thing that tonight you could say was uncharacteristic of the Padres was the walks that they allowed. Like, that just, they don't do that, like you said. I think Darnay had the tweet out. Is like, they've only done this one time this year as a pitching staff? Walk this many batters?
Is that right?
I'm pretty sure. Hold on. Look at Darnay's. Yeah, the Padres allowed more than four walks just one time over their previous 16 games. Sorry. I read that wrong. I read it fast.
Okay, so yeah, I was going to say there's no way. But this is an aberration for them. There's no question about it.
Yeah, so over the last, like, you know, 16 games, they just don't do this because they've been locked in playing really good baseball. So, I mean, look, if you face the Dodgers in the postseason again, strategy is you treat Ohtani like Barry Bonds, and you just give him nothing to hit. And the only time you face him is if you're up by more than two runs or more than a run, and there's nobody on base.
You only face him if you truly have to.
Right.
And I'm with you. I mean, as well as the Padres have played the Dodgers, I started thinking to myself there in the ninth inning, I'm like, this is still the Dodgers, and this is still problematic, and it's not the matchup anyone is – I'm trying to put it off as long as possible, truthfully. And the Padres are likely going to be the four seed, and the Dodgers could be the one or they could be the two, depending on what they do and what the Phillies do here down the stretch. But, you know, we'll cross that bridge when we come to it, so to speak, because the Padres are likely playing in the wild card round, and they're likely playing either the Mets or the Diamondbacks, could be the Braves as well. And I still think that's advantage Padres playing at home, and we'll talk about the Mets-Braves dynamic coming up as well. Let's get to all these supers. They're rolling in. We appreciate your support of the channel. Again, there's going to be hundreds of people here live. Thousands of people will watch this on replay. I think we had one of the most viewed shows in the history of the wrap-up show last night. Over 8,000 viewers. 8,000 viewers in 24 hours. So thank you, guys. And again, the Padres are still very well positioned and among the more dangerous teams in the sport. So please do subscribe. And of course, the postseason is coming in just days. We'll get it started with Robert Wilson. Thank you, man, for the super chat. He says, Xander safe stealing second. No challenge. I thought he was both live and on replay. It was a quick turnover from Schilt. I know I've seen it on social media. I didn't do a deep dive on it. Was he safe or not? It appeared as if he wasn't tagged.
He was out. There was another angle out there.
So there we go. So he wasn't safe stealing. That's why they didn't challenge. Yeah. Will, thank you for the generous super chat, man. Appreciate you. He says, rough L, but on to the next. In my opinion, should have walked Ohtani and have Estrada save a struggling or face a struggling Mookie. It's easy in hindsight. And it's not like Ohtani gets a hit every time he's up, but recently does. So it kind of sucks because you don't know what would have happened if you walked him. You know, you might still be playing. It might be 3-3 if he had chosen to walk him, but we'll never really know.
And right now, it's a bummer that the odds of them winning the division now have gone drastically down. It's most likely not going to happen. They don't control their own destiny. They're going to need a lot of things to go right for them. The consolation to that isn't a bad one either. First and foremost, do not let them celebrate against you tomorrow night. That's it. That's number one. Number two, if you're going to lock up the four seed, it feels like all you need to do, I think, is just win a game against Arizona and you're good because they're 3.5 back of you.
Yeah. Right. You're going to be the four seed, right?
Actually, no, I take that back. If they win tomorrow, because Arizona does not play tomorrow. If they win tomorrow, they lock up the four seed, if I'm not mistaken. Then they will be.
How many losses does Arizona have?
Arizona right now is 4 back in the loss column.
Yeah, that's exactly right. One more win and you can't be passed by Arizona.
Okay, so then the weekend would become a moot point then. If you're Friday they'll go for it, right? But then if the Dodgers win Friday, then it's
at some point you got to honestly, I heard Schilt post game and
it's over.
He wasn't talking like, "Hey, it's still right in front of us. Let's go hunt this thing down." No. I mean, you try to win tomorrow, prevent the Dodgers from celebrating against you, obviously. Mm-hmm. And then Friday, to your point, you're 2 back. So if you catch the right break, you got to go into Friday like you have to win the game. Because if you win and they lose, now you're hunting the thing. Yeah. But if you don't get that result, if you're 2 back with 2 to play, bye-bye. I'm not chasing that thing. I'm not using all my high leverage relievers. I'm not using, Yu Darvish for 7 innings or whatever the circumstances would present. At some point, you got to know when to fold them. It sounds stupid because you're like, wait, 162 games in, we're going to now fold with 2 games to play, 2 games out. But I'm just playing the percentages. Are the Dodgers going to lose twice in Colorado in that scenario and you're going to win twice in Arizona? And if you don't get that result, aren't you wasting relievers and starters for naught?
I mean, yeah, probably. The scenario will need to be you need to win tomorrow. And then you take 2 or 3 from Arizona, and then you need the Dodgers to lose 2 or 3.
You need 3 out of 3, and they have to lose 2 out of 3.
Oh yeah, that's right. Okay, yeah. You're
chasing an inside straight. I mean, you're chasing a card that's coming up 2% of the time.
So it could be at this moment in time maybe a little bit of a blessing in disguise. I hear me out. So you win tomorrow. You got to I'm still going all out tomorrow. Right.
Mm-hmm.
All out tomorrow.
Yep.
You win tomorrow. Yeah. You'll be 2 back with 3 to play. But more importantly, at worst, you have locked up the 4 seed and home field in the wild card round.
That's right.
Great. Weekend comes, Friday. I think you still have to play straight up. See what happens. The Dodgers obviously win on Friday. Then Saturday and Sunday are worthless, which wouldn't be the worst thing in the world because then you get really, you can rest everybody. Okay. You don't have to use high leverage guys. Waldron, Brito, Vasquez, Perez, who else? Anybody else that is not used or won't be used in a postseason, come on down, maybe get some work in for Suarez because frankly, he needs it, but really everybody else, you're good. And then the debacle with the Mets and the Braves, if, and I don't know how it would work out between Arizona and the Mets, but like that's going to screw those two teams up, or one of those teams at least. And I don't know how it looks right now. Hold on. Wild card is Mets. Oh, this isn't right. My stupid fucking app. Arizona right now currently trails the Mets by, or no, they're tied with the Mets, but the Mets have the tiebreaker. So they're the five seed.
Yeah, right. It's Mets and Arizona. Exactly. I mean, I think the ideal scenario is probably to play a beleaguered Mets or Braves team that has to play their way in.
Yeah, that's the best
during a Monday doubleheader.
Yeah.
So exactly. Like, for those that aren't fully aware on that, and that's where I'm going to get to Daripot here, and thank you for the super chat. To be honest, I don't care where we're placed in the playoffs. If we have to face the Mets Braves, we'll be coming off a doubleheader. And if we get the two seed, cool. The two seed is unlikely. I mean, the buys are unlikely. But what's very likely is the four seed. And what's also very likely is you're playing either the Mets or the Braves. Not a guarantee, but it's very likely that you're playing one of those two teams. They're playing twice on Monday, and the postseason starts Tuesday in San Diego. They're playing in Atlanta, Georgia. They're playing two games. The odds of those games being meaningless are virtually zero. So at least one of those games has to matter in the playoff equation, seeding, who's in, who's out. Mm-hmm. So they're using starters. They're using relievers. You're talking a 6+ hour day minimum in terms of baseball. And then you've got a 6-hour plane ride to then play Tuesday, what, late afternoon, early evening, Pacific time. So again, does that guarantee anything? Of course it doesn't guarantee anything, but I'll take my chances. I mean, could you ask for something that's more wrapped than that, so to speak? You can't ask for more than that heading into the postseason.
No, it if that were to happen, right, it then feels like, okay, things are just going your way, other than the division, you know? You get what you wanted. From about a month ago, we were talking about, hey, can they lock up the four? Like, can they get to that four seed? We weren't talking division. We're like, hey, if this happens, then game on. We'll see what happens, and we'll go from there. But home field in the wild card round has been kind of like the goal for 95% of this season up until last night, where you're like, okay, game on, division, let's go, see what happens.
Yeah.
So,
I mean,
there's nothing. I don't think there's anything right now to be truly like upset about.
No, we said this today on John and Jim. I said that you have to be really rational here in what we were asking for them. If you truly envision them winning the division, you were asking them to go 10-0 in their last 10 games, including right. A 6-game road trip through LA and Arizona. It would honestly be maybe the best 10-game stretch in the history of the franchise when you consider the circumstances, what's on the line. So the odds of that are 1 in 1,000, folks, to win those 10 meaningful games in a row. So it didn't happen. But that doesn't take away from whatever it is, 47-11, 47-12, you know, whatever. I'm off on that.
41-18 now.
Yeah, it was 41-18, whatever it is. They're playing great baseball. The division was always a stretch. It still remains a stretch. And the one thing I would say too, if there's like a silver lining here, is if you won tonight, you're continuing down a path of like, we're going to win this division, but you still probably needed to win the next four games, which yeah. also is unlikely. And then you're throwing everything at it in terms of starters and relievers. And if you don't win the division, then what? You're still exactly in the spot that they're going to be in anyway right. on Tuesday. The benefit now is they'll be able to provide some amount of rest for the relievers. They'll be able to go softer with their starting pitching here Saturday and Sunday in all likelihood. And hopefully they're rested and well-positioned come Tuesday when they play one of those three teams.
And when you think about it, what's been the biggest fear of every team the last couple of years is the layoff. It's the layoff for the teams that win their divisions, have the best records, get the first round bye. Because a majority of those teams, not all of them, but most of those teams, they have been rusty in the divisional round. Whether it be, you know, right away or eventually it hits them and they just run into a team that's hot. So obviously you would love to just skip the wild card round and take all of that risk out of the way and make your way to the divisional round. But the way this team is playing and the circumstances that are lining up for who they might face, I still feel very confident. And I think that if they can get past the wild card round next week, if that's where they're going, I think it's going to benefit them. It's going to benefit them.
I think they'll be a heavy favorite in the wild card round, heavy. No matter who it is. Mets, yeah. Braves, Arizona. It doesn't mean it's easy. I'm just telling you, I think they'll be a heavy favorite in that three-game series. And then should they win it, they'll have a head of steam going to either Philadelphia or L.A. That's the way I look at it. And then from there, you're in coin flip series. Make no mistake. You're not going to Philadelphia as some big favorite. You're not. And you're not going to L.A. as some big favorite. But are you capable of winning a five-game series against the Phillies or the Dodgers? In my opinion, the answer is yes. And you could argue which one would be better for the Padres. Sunriser, very generous. Thank you, man.
Thank you, man.
Clap emojis in the chat for Sunriser. You guys know how much we appreciate the support. You know we're here day in and day out, in season and out of season. It's the best time of the year, and hopefully it's going to be the best month of the year coming up in October. But thank you, Sunriser, for the very generous super chat. Please subscribe, guys, if you're here as well. He says, thrilled that the Padres clinched, buzzing with excitement all day. It still was one of those like pinch me days with the triple play. October, here we come. Ready for the playoffs starting next Tuesday at Petco. Wish we won. This said, it also feels great to shift our focus to October. Go Padres. I agree with the sentiment. I mean, I think it's been a good 24 hours. It could have been better with a win tonight. I think you should turn your attention by and large to Tuesday. Do miracles happen? Yes. Is it still possible? Yes. But I'm not putting any of my thought into that. I really am not. I'm just thinking about Tuesday. If you happen to get more fortunate than that and get a bye, okay. But I'm thinking about Tuesday. If I'm the San Diego Padres, if I'm AJ Preller, I'm putting all my focus into preparing to win a series beginning Tuesday in San Diego.
Yeah, I think having a postseason series here, best 2 of 3, kind of like a redo of 2020 in that wild card round, except with fans, you know? Sure. And the way they're playing and most likely who they're going to play could be like on fumes. I mean, it still sets up really, really nice for the Padres, regardless of the loss tonight. Like, yeah, loss sucked tonight and they were in it. They had a chance, right? Too many walks. I don't think they had many runners in the scoring position tonight, and Ohtani beat them. But all in all, like, you could argue that that triple play last night was even more important.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. That's a great. I mean, think about if they lost last night.
Yeah,
because now you still haven't clinched. So now you're 2 days down the road, and you still haven't clinched because none of these teams are playing. There's rainouts everywhere. So now you're starting to feel a little bit of pressure. Like, when are they going to do this? But they did clinch last night, and this was never a must-win game. It was for the division, but it's not a must-win game for them to win a World Series. It's not a must-win game for them to make the postseason. It's not a, you know, so again, you can look at it multiple ways, and we'll do that over the course of the next 40 minutes or so. Arthur, thank you for the super chat. He says, Arise grimacing after swings again. I mean, remember, we were told that it wouldn't heal in season. Mm-hmm. So it's something he's dealt with. He's dealt with it by still leading the National League in hitting at 314. Yes, he was hitless in this game. I can't sit here worried about Luis Arise. I just got to trust his hitting ability for the postseason. I got to hope he's coming through with 2 hits a game on average in the postseason. That's what I'm hoping for.
Yeah. And another thing that would be nice is to get guys like Luis Arise some rest over the weekend.
Yeah.
You know,
give him Saturday and or Sunday.
Yeah. And by the way, like back to the triple play from last night and how just huge that was, like they're 3.5 up right now on the Mets and the D-backs. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. If that triple play didn't happen last night, and they're on their way to losing that game as well, they're only 2 up on both of those teams for the 4 seed.
2.5, right?
2.5, excuse me. Sorry, 2.5 because they play tomorrow, and obviously, yeah. So 2.5 up on those teams for the 4 seed, but they would be 2 back in the loss column. No, 2 back, right? Because if they – oh, wait, 8. No, yeah. 2.5. You're right. Yeah, 2.5. 3 back in the loss column, 2.5 up. And you're staring down the face of getting swept at Dodger Stadium. Maybe not because they would have celebrated tonight, the division, but still, it like prolonging it would have not
no, it wouldn't have been
comfortable.
Good. It wouldn't have been good. No, I mean, winning last night was massive because, yeah, you're right. It's keeping teams from passing you in the wild card, and it kept you alive in the division race. And I think it pays dividends until Tuesday because I think Tuesday is going to be a Petco. I'd be shocked if it wasn't. That would involve so many events occurring that who's it's got to be a one in 100 is the likelihood, is my guess. 1 in 50 to 1 in 100. Mauricio Machado, thank you for the generous super chat. Appreciate you guys. If you're here, please subscribe here on Content for Padres Fans. And thank you for the super chats. Click the dollar sign below the chat box. He says, so happy for team and us, but I'll be that guy. Didn't need to celebrate and drink last night. And they drank with chance to do something historic, game of inches. And like Kobe said, job's not done. It had nothing to do with that tonight, in my opinion. I mean, I can't guarantee it, but I mean, Dylan Cease didn't drink. He confirmed that. Fernando Tatis Jr. was partying like an animal, and he had a massive two-out homer in the fifth to tie the score at 3 that he hit 500 feet.
Jeremiah Estrada says he doesn't drink, and he gave up two walks.
You can't equate wins and losses to extracurricular activities in general.
You know,
like,
how many?
That's not how you equate wins and losses, and that's not why they lost tonight.
You know how many times in a regular season these guys go out and like party after games, and like have like a night where they get really drunk, or they are up till 2 a.m. and then they have to go back the next day and perform, and they do perform. Like, just because it's out in the open in public, them celebrating. You know how much probably beer was consumed last, or you know how much beer was wasted last night?
A lot, 90%.
Way more than beer consumed. I can guarantee you that.
I mean, go back to your 20s. I mean, the average age of a major leaguer, this team, what's the average age? 27. So when you're 27, I mean, they're 27-year-olds. They don't go to sleep at 11 p.m. They don't put on their PJs and watch the nightly news. Like, they're human beings, and they're in their robots. 20s, and they're in the prime of their lives. And their outcome of their games isn't dependent on their previous night. That's just not how Major League Baseball works, or life, truthfully. Padres Payne, thank you, man, for the super chat. He said, we saw their best starter in bullpen arms tonight, and it was a one-run game. We are the better team in a long series, must limit walks. I think it's a fair point. I mean, what's fair is fair. The Dodgers won tonight. The Padres won last night. I think you could make that argument over four or five games. Maybe there's some favorable matchups with pitching for the Padres. I think that's a pretty reasonable and measured opinion heading into the postseason against the Dodgers.
They're pretty evenly matched team. Like,
yeah,
you know, for a team that spent $1 billion this offseason and a team that cut an almost $90 million in payroll, they're pretty evenly matched. And I would give the Padres at the edge in some of the most important categories, which would be bullpen and starting and pitching.
Rotation. You know? And I would give the Dodgers the edge in the lineup. I just would. I mean, I would give the Padres in this exact moment a slight overall roster edge. That's how I feel about it.
Yeah,
and I think I'll take that.
Mm, me too.
And I think straight up, head-to-head, I think the Padres have proven that they're very capable against this exact version of the Dodgers. I think they're very capable, and they've matched up really well with this team. Richard, thank you, man, for the super. He says, to be honest, I don't care about the division. 4 seed is good. Isn't that so funny? How many so many conversations about the division, and it's all good depending on what they do in the postseason. You know, it's all good depending on what they do in the postseason. But it's not like you've made the season by winning the division, and it's not like you've lost the season by not winning the division. It's all going to be dependent on what they do beginning next week.
Yeah, like, it come Tuesday at Petco Park, I'm not going to sit here and be like, oh man,
this sucks.
This is bad. I wish they won the division.
Right.
You know, yeah, if they lose in the wild card round, then we'll be like, what the F? But really, it's not like they had a 15-game division lead and they lost it.
No, that's a completely different story.
They've been chasing all year long, and they got to a point where they gave themselves a chance, and that's all you asked for, is give yourself a chance. The way that they played, they've been playing the best baseball in franchise history, and you got a chance at it. And so, I mean, like, you go into the postseason still on a high. You're not. I don't think anybody would be sitting there if they don't win the division, being like, oh, "We didn't win the division." Like, they're going to be ready to go at Petco, and that crowd is going to be insane. Yeah, downtown will be insane.
They're not going to be thinking about anything that's happened previously when they play Tuesday at home.
No.
Yeah, no, I agree. We're going to get back to the conversation in a moment. Again, if you're here, please subscribe here on Content for Padres Fans. And thank you for the super chats. We'll get to all of them. Just click that dollar sign below the chat box. We do want to thank our title sponsor, Mark Nemitz. We've been texting with him all night long. Mark is a diehard Padres fan. He watches all 162, like a lot of you do. And he's a great insurance agent. And you can take that from us. We've had insurance through him for years. I've got homeowners and earthquake and life insurance through Mark. And he could save you $750 or more just by switching your insurance over to him if you ever need him for a claim. I did in 2022. He was there for us. Great service, great communication, saved us thousands of dollars, saved us probably like hundreds of hours of time. I mean, he saved us from so much back in 2022 when we had a flood in our place. So click the link in the description down below. He also does auto, home, renter's, life, earthquake, whatever it is. He does it. He's the title sponsor of the wrap-up show. Click the link in the description down below. He's been with us since day one. He's a lifelong Padres fan, a native San Diegan. If you support the channel, get a free quote from Mark Nemitz by clicking that link in the description down below.
Yeah, all his information is in that ticker, mnemitz@farmersagent.com. When you reach out to Mark, let him know that John and Jim from the wrap-up show sent you.
Appreciate you, Mark. Appreciate everyone hanging out live or on replay as the Padres fall 4-3 in L.A. tonight. They are three games back with four to play in the regular season. Thank you, Slot Nate Easy, for the super chat, saying that cease to pitch Tuesday, Darvish Wednesday, Musgrove Thursday. We're talking about the wild card.
Cease that would line up Thursday.
Darvish, Musgrove, yeah, would line up. And what do you think, Jim? I mean, now we're kind of getting to that point. Is that what's best, and is that what they're going to do?
Yeah, I mean, again, we said this, like, we're not going to sit here and I think complain about anything they choose.
It's just so hard. Yeah.
Other than Martin Perez starting game one, two, or three. Like, they have four options for three spots. It's not official yet, but soon probably it will become official. And with everything that's lined up right now, it just, you know, you got Cease on regular rest, you got Darvish on regular rest, and you got Joe on regular rest. I think they get an extra day because of that Monday.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, like, that's kind of what I'm going with. And Michael King, if I think right now he's slated to pitch the final day of the season, right? So he pitched yesterday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, right? Yeah, he's slated to pitch Sunday. For me, what I would do, honestly, if you have the four seed locked up and you're ready to go, I would have the foresight of saying, all right, King, give me three innings today or four innings, right? 65 pitches, just so you're not cold come the divisional round, which would start on Saturday if they happen to make it through the wild card round. So that's what I would do, truthfully, is
why do so many dogs die before their time? Actress and dog activist Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. Superfood Complete by Badlands Ranch is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including premium protein-packed beef, nutrient-dense organ meat, heart-healthy salmon, gut-healthy vegetables, and several superfoods vital to your dog's health. And because high-heat cooking can add unhealthy things to your dog's food, Superfood Complete uses air drying, so it gets cooked low and slow. This means it has the convenience of kibble, but the health benefits of whole foods. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible benefits, go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 right now to get up to 50% off your order and a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's BadlandsRanch.com/save50 today. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. What if I told you weight loss is not about willpower, cutting carbs, or working harder in the gym, but instead comes down to flipping a specific switch in your body, one that helps flush out unnecessary calories? Heart surgeon and nutrition expert Dr. Stephen Gundry is revealing a new, simple, but insanely effective way to help get a slim, energized, and healthy body with no deprivation, restrictions, or fads. MCT Wellness can help you flip that switch yourself from the comfort of your own home. this powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. All you do is add a scoop to water and enjoy. Help unlock your body's potential by going to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
King slated to pitch Sunday. Hopefully, you know, obviously division, miracle division would be great, but like you get the four seed, you lock it up. Martin Perez goes Saturday, Sunday, Cease goes three innings, and get ready for Tuesday.
I agree with you.
King goes
Sunday, I completely agree. I would throw him as if it was maybe somewhere between a bullpen and a start. You know, I don't want to make him wait multiple weeks to be on the mound, but I also wouldn't want to tax him. And I'm with you. I'd probably pitch him three innings on Sunday, if it was up to me. Rocket, thank you for the super chat. He says Solano's time in the lineup every day might be over. He's been abysmal at the plate, especially with HSK back soon. Think he'd be good as a bench bat. What's HSK back soon mean? There's 4 days in the season. So he's going to be completely cold, weeks off, coming off injury, stepping in, returning to short, moving Bogaerts to second, and putting Solano on the bench. That, to me, is the wild card that I don't really even want to envision based on how this team has played here recently. That's just – I'd just put HSK on the bench if he was – if he's healthy enough to return, he can be my defensive replacement pinch hitter. But the rest of it, I would keep the way they've been operating it.
I will say this, to Rocket's point, he is right. Donovan Solano has been ice cold. He, at the plate, has not been the same Donovan Solano that we've seen, you know, at times this year.
Yeah. Struck out a big spot tonight. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the guy's hitting 200 over the last month. Okay. So it's not great.
So Jake Cronenworth.
I know. Same with Jake Cronenworth. I understand that. I just think that still the experience and the veteran that Donovan Solano is, he's a professional at bat, and he's ice cold, but he's still out there every day, and he's you know, much, I think, a better option right now than Ha-Seong Kim. Who knows? Maybe they do see these numbers and go, look, we need to have some type of spark, and Bogaerts can go back to second, and Cronenworth can go back over to first, and we can put Ha-Seong Kim at short.
You want to get to Tuesday and be like, we got a new closer. Our shortstop's been out for 6 weeks, but he's back. Our second baseman has been playing short. He's back at second.
You're putting
some variables in there. It's not impossible. I could envision it. It's just, to me, a little too much. I don't want to put variance in what I'm doing. Like, I want to control the controllables. The controllables are what I know, and it's 41-18.
What you can, like, we'll see what happens this weekend if Kim's even close to coming back. If Kim is ready to go this weekend and plays a couple games, I wouldn't be surprised if in like game two, Kim's out there instead of Solano.
Is that the report that Kim is playing this weekend?
I don't know. I have no clue. I'm just saying. Because I know Schilt yesterday, or was it yesterday? Might have been Sunday. I forget when he talked about Kim, but he had glowing remarks of like he had a really, 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 really good day. I'm like, okay. Well, then where is he?
Well, if it's such a good day, then I mean, this is the biggest time of the year. So I don't know. I guess you bring him back and he plays a game, and hey, here you are starting it short in the postseason. I don't know. It seems like a little bit much. HBBV, I saw your super, and we appreciate your support of the channel, but I'm not going to pull it up. Talon, thank you for the super chat. He says Pod should have destroyed Flaherty. He was awful. I mean, they had opportunities. I think they were 1-for-6 with men in scoring position in this game. So they could have capitalized, I thought, a couple of times in this game, and they didn't off Flaherty. So, and Flaherty's been good, as we know, since coming over. But yeah, I thought they had chances to do more damage than they did in this game. And ultimately, that may have cost them in the end with the way Dodgers, again, a couple of 2-out rallies, trailing 2-1, they score a couple of runs. 3-3 with 2 outs, Ohtani comes through. It's just that was the difference. 1-run game with 2-out rallies was the difference tonight.
Why? I mean, I've been watching Ohtani, like, I've just been seeing baseball glazing over him and whatnot. And he's playing the best baseball of anybody right now in the sport. Mm-hmm. I still think that Aaron Judge has had a better season overall than him. But this guy, he gets to the plate, John. I mean, when you're watching him, doesn't it feel like anything over the plate, he's going to destroy?
Dude, he's like,
it's ridiculous.
NBA Jam, like on fire. Yeah. I mean, of course, he's the most feared hitter in the game. It's a problem. And it's not just a problem for the Padres, it's a problem. And I think the strategy, until proven otherwise, is to do everything in your power to make someone else be the difference in a game that's not Shohei Ohtani. Mm-hmm. And again, you go back to yesterday and they managed the lineup very well. And then today, it's not like they managed the lineup poorly. The walks hurt them a lot. And the 2-out run-producing hits hurt them a ton. And they lost 4-3. But you can't, I mean, Ohtani, I just don't want to be talking about it 10 days from now. Like, oh, Ohtani killed him in that series. Like that's inexcusable a little bit. Like if Betts kills him in a series, okay. Mm-hmm. But if in a 5-game series, Ohtani is the reason that they move on, you're like, Lord, like everyone knew that was preventable basically by just putting up 4 fingers. You can't let this guy beat you in the postseason.
And if it shapes out that the Dodgers do end up getting the 1 seed overall and you are the 4, then yeah, you will face, most likely, if you get through the wild card round, you're facing them next Saturday at Dodgers Stadium.
It's a pick a poison type situation. Like, do you want to face the Dodgers in LA? You know, they have home field, or you want to face the Phillies across the country with the Phillies having home field. I don't think either are perfect.
No, they're not. Nothing's perfect, but yeah, I mean, I don't know. First things first, lock up the four. You got to get there. You know, we're not going to put this team in the NLCS in the World Series right now. Like, they do feel like they have that special it to them that they could do that. And it would be very fitting. Right. But like, lock up the 4, win tomorrow. Don't let them celebrate against you. And then most likely you're going to have Saturday and Sunday where you can fine tune some things and you can give some guys some much needed rest before it's go time on Tuesday at Petco.
Nice. I see in the chat, like, you know, I'd rather face the Dodgers or I'd rather face the Phillies. To me, it's a little bit of a Sophie's choice. Like, you say, oh, I'd rather face the Dodgers. We're 8-4 against them this year. And that's true, but I also know the Dodgers have lost in the divisional series each of the last 2 years. And at some point, they're going to get past that round. Like, at some point, they're going to do that. I don't know if it's this year or not. And then I also know that I've watched the Padres play the Phillies in recent memory, and the Phillies have had the Padres' number, and we know what happened a couple of years ago in the postseason, and they still have Bryce Harper, and they still have good starting pitching. So that's why I wouldn't be like, I want the Dodgers or I want the, I mean, I don't want any of them. I just want them to find a way to win that series. Should they be in it? Sean, thank you for the super sticker, by the way. We appreciate your support of the channel. What do you got?
The Dodger trolls have made their way into the chat, John.
Hey, listen, your views are good here too. Truthfully, just everyone be respectful.
Here, let me read this. Oh. Let me read this to how I would assume this person sounds. Judge a better season than the Ohtani? Dude, what part of 53-55 don't you get? A record that had never been accomplished, but SD fan, get it.
It's so easy to poke holes in the 53-55 thing, dude. First of all, as we all know, the stolen base has been basically, I mean, it's been completely watered down We all understand that. If you don't viralicity or whatever your name is, then you just don't, you haven't been paying attention. So there's that. And here's the other thing. Just look at offensive metrics. Judge has surpassed Ohtani basically everywhere. Yeah, he hasn't stolen 50 whatever bases. Who cares? He's had a better offensive season. He hasn't had a better season on the base paths. He's had a, by the way, that's not arguable. Judge has had a better offensive season
fact
than, you know, your hero. And Shohei Ohtani. Ohtani's had a great year. Like, make no mistake, Shohei Ohtani's had an amazing year.
He's unstoppable right now.
But the 50-50, it's like that alone doesn't make it this historic best offensive year in the history of baseball. Like, we can all poke holes in that very easily if we're not Dodger honks. And there's been there's dozens of seasons in the history of baseball that have been better than this season. I'm sure this guy probably is like driving off the side of the road, but like, I can give you dozens of seasons, seven of Barry Bonds' seasons, Aaron Judge, two of the last 3 years. And there's other examples, right? There's the Maguires, there's the Sosa's. There have been better offensive seasons than Shohei Ohtani's season. Now, has he done something unique? Yeah, he's hit for power and he's run. That's unique to the game. But also, the other 40-40 guys weren't playing with larger bases and without throw-over rules. So it just changed, dude. I don't know what to tell you. Like, the rules have changed and he's benefited from it. If it hurts your feelings, I'm sorry. It doesn't mean he's not a great player, but it's just the truth.
And I would love to, I think Fadden put this out on Twitter tonight. It's a great point. You know, with the rules of the throwover, and once you throw over, was it twice? I don't even know the rule. You know how big that dude's lead's going to be over at first base?
They just have running leads at that point.
And the point that Fadden made that was a really good one. How many, I would love to go back and see how many stolen bases Ohtani had this year, like he did tonight, where there was no throw. It was a complete easy steal. I'm not going to say they gave him the steal, but they kind of did because no one was covering. So, like, there's a runner on third. He's going to take the bag. They're not going to cover just because of the chance that the ball gets thrown away. You know, he got
how many times he's stolen second? You're saying with the runner third? I have no idea, but I'm sure it's probably a dozen.
Yeah. So, I mean, look, the stolen base, it's just not what it used to be anymore. He's a great player. He's doesn't have the best season in baseball.
Who cares that he has 50 stolen bases? Like, is anyone like, man, yeah, you know, we came in second in the division, but man, he stole 55 bases. Who cares? Like, what impact does that really have? Like, are the 50-something steals he has this year the difference between them winning and losing? How often has that been the difference for them between winning and losing? Seriously.
I will say this. Congratulations, though, to Shohei Ohtani right now, because he currently leads all of baseball in one offensive category. So at least he now has, you know, a lead in one.
What category would that be?
Runs scored.
Because of his fake steals. Talent, thank you for the super chat. He says that they're a more ghetto fan base than the Dodgers.
Never mind.
Listen, little do they know that their views are actually supporting the channel. JD Gacha, thank you for the super chat. Countering Padres pain, Suarez is wobbly, and Morahone's given up three hits the last two games. If the starting pitchers only go five innings in October, the bullpen will get exposed too. Guess what? I think it's a hot take, and I think he's accurate. Now, I don't think it'll be exposed to the largest extent, like across baseball. I think their bullpen's really good, but I feel the same thing that he's saying. You go, first of all, you're making extra moves in the postseason. You're not giving guys full innings always. You're making mid-inning pitching changes. You're relying on four or five relievers, not two or three. I mean, you're going to need your starting pitchers to give you length, or it is fair. Like, Suarez's issues, is Morahone fully trustworthy? Is Jeremiah Estrada, who walks two tonight, fully trustworthy? You got Scott and Adam. The guys have been awesome. Beyond that, you have a lot of good relievers, but that doesn't mean they're going to be invincible and come through every single time in high leverage spots.
Right. You're not going to get that perfect game every time where you have the starter go six great innings and then it's Adam Scott and Suarez where they shut it down, or get a pitcher to go eight innings and then you have Scott or Adam in the ninth. So yeah, those middle innings in the postseason are always the trickiest because, like, you got to, the bridge to the back end of your bullpen is always very difficult to have. And if you got guys in that bridge that are wobbly, then you won't even be able to get to the back end of your bullpen if you can't get through it with Morejon and Estrada and Wandy Peralta. Like, yeah, it just the bridge pieces are so important. That's why it's like, hey, get through the six with the lead, and the bridge is set up for Adam, Scott, and Suarez, or however they want to do this now. Estrada, Scott, and Adam, or Estrada, Adam, Scott, or if they still want to use Suarez in the ninth. Like, I wouldn't use Suarez in the ninth, but still.
I would, the virality or whatever, I could ban him, but it's kind of good content. So
what did he say? I don't know, it's fifth season with 90.
Congratulations on your fifth 90-win season.
Cool. Awesome.
Congratulations on... The Padres have a more recent postseason series win than the Dodgers, don't they?
They do.
And we'll see what happens in the postseason. I've said that a million times. We'll see what happens in the postseason. We'll see what happens.
No one gets more... It's so funny. No fan base, I feel like, gets more triggered and butthurt than Dodger fans.
Especially by Padres fans, which is supposedly, according to Dodger fans, not some rivalry, yet consume as much content of this channel as any fan base other than Padres fans. It's really remarkable.
We see the numbers. We see where people are watching this from.
Right, exactly. All right, while we have a moment, hey, Dodger troll, pick up a MovaGlobe.
Yeah, buy Dodger MovaGlobe.
Use promo code PWS10, Dodger fan, when you pick one of these up. PWS stands for Padres Wrap-Up Show. PWS10, get 10% off. They got all 30 Major League clubs officially licensed, including the Padres, and all 29 other Major League teams. In addition to the baseball globes, they've got planetary globes for you as well. These are great, great products. They spin with artificial or natural light. This company is based in San Diego. The technology invented right here in North County. Cardiff by the Sea. Phenomenal products. Great gift ideas. Great for a birthday. Great home office, work office. Your family's going to love them. Really cool, unique products. Again, they spin automatically with artificial or natural light. There are no cords. There are no wires. Comes with a base as well. So if you haven't picked one up as of yet, get 10% off. Click the link in the description down below and use promo code PWS10.
Yeah, buy Mobile Globe now. It's a great present. It's a great gift for somebody. It's great for a desk, work desk, office desk, bookshelf, nightstand, wherever. Pick up a Mobile Globe. Use our promo code PWS10 today.
So we'll see about tomorrow. I mean, you win a series at Dodger Stadium, it's still a very good result. I think only ups your confidence for what might come in the postseason. It would cap off a 9-4 regular season against the Dodgers. I mean, 9-4.
It's good.
Kind of insane. But so that's what you got to do. Honestly, win or lose, you don't want them celebrating. And that's basically what you're playing for, in my opinion, tomorrow night.
Yeah, and you know, a 9-4 season series against the Dodgers, that's great. And guess what? It won't mean shit if you don't at least get, you know, if you don't get through the Dodgers in the postseason.
Sure, and right, and vice versa. Like, you can, if the Dodgers don't win in the postseason, then what's the 50-50?
And what's the division?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. So that goes both ways. It's for all teams. I mean, at the end of the day, it's what you do in the postseason. I mean, that's right. What's going to be remembered. And the Padres fans feel the same way. I mean, It's been a great regular season, but we'd much prefer to have a great postseason.
Yeah, and you said this the other night, and it's 100% true. You know, I was worried of the scenario earlier this year of, like, them making the postseason at, like, 83 wins, and we, like, celebrating that team in the season. It was like, okay. But what they have done, which is great, is they've had a really, really good regular season to where now, you know, this is a good team. This is one of the best teams in baseball. All right. You put them up there with everybody. Yep. So they've taken that, like, weirdness out of it. And now in the postseason, the rest of this year, if they don't win it, it's not a disappointing season. It's just disappointing that they didn't win it.
Yep.
And the regular season, you know, will be remembered still as something great. But, like, they are, like we just talked about, you know, the Dodgers, if they don't win it, who gives a shit about the Ohtani 50-50? Who gives a shit about the National League West, right? And now the Padres, like, yeah, you give a shit about the regular season, but still, if they don't win it or, like, make a World Series, then it's like, regular season was awesome and fun, but man, what a disappointing, ending. And you won't sit there and be like immortalizing this team, which is what I think everyone wants. You know, this team needs to be immortalized, and that's, they need to make a World Series and win a World Series to do that.
And as you guys know, you know, all fans that are respectful are welcome here. And we do have a lot of Dodger fans that subscribe to this channel, like Richard, support the channel. And thank you, Richard, for the super. It says MLB should be grateful for both Ohtani and Judge. So let's just enjoy both. For the record, I don't get butthurt. Enjoy my Dodger Mova Globe. Thank you,
Richard.
Richard, I mean, the one thing I would say, and we've both made this point, I don't need to, you know, whatever, overmake the point, but like the way baseball has marketed Ohtani during this feat is so far above and beyond the way they marketed Ronald Acuna Jr. or the way they've even marketed Aaron Judge. I mean, maybe not when Aaron Judge set the American League home run record, because baseball, that's big business. And it's the Yankees. But I think this goes above anything we've ever seen in like modern marketing on social media of the game, because they know what pays the bills. Shohei Ohtani pays the bills. He's an international star. He resonates nationally. He's the only baseball player that basically resonates nationally in this country. It's a country filled with NFL fans and NBA fans. So Ohtani makes them money, and that's good for baseball, and that, therefore that's why it's happening. But it's like, what Ohtani has accomplished this year isn't so far above and beyond Acuna's 40-70 or Aaron Judge breaking the American League home run record. Yet the way it's been promoted, you'd think he, you know, found a new planet and landed on it.
Right. No, It's way over the top. It's ridiculous. And it turns everybody off. I feel like it turns majority people off if you're not a Dodger fan. Or, I mean, you can be an Ohtani fan, but let's face it. Most other fan bases hate the Dodgers. The Dodgers aren't like the most like likable team in baseball. They're probably one of the most hated teams in all of baseball. That's just how I view it. Because they are the LA, they are the front runners, they are the team that spends $1 billion. They're not the underdogs. They're not any of that. They are the favorites. Don't have anybody tell you anything different. They are the favorites. They are not a gritty underdog. They spend $1 billion in the offseason. Okay. They have one of the best players in the game on their team that decided to sign one of the craziest contracts in baseball that, like, I don't even know how it got passed or how that
basically
happened.
The Ohtani like rule. I mean, to make this thing even work.
So the Dodgers
is because of the deferred money.
The Dodgers have every advantage over every team in all of baseball, even over the Yankees. So
it's not close right now.
It's not even close. It's not even close.
Yeah, that's right. So, I mean, listen, we can have the conversation at the end of October, because I don't know what's going to happen in October, but it's a
We'll have that conversation no matter what.
Yeah, I promise. HBBBV, thank you. Says someone stir up drama to piss off Profar and Manny. Yeah, it's not a terrible idea. It's not necessary for this series, but it might be necessary come next Tuesday. Evan, thank you, man, for the super chat. He says, at the end of the day, the bullpen allowed one run. The offense has not been nearly as explosive lately, going back basically to the series at San Francisco. I mean, you still have Tatis, what he's done since he's come back. You have Manny, who's been consistent. Maybe that's fair with Arise. We've talked about Solana. We've talked about Cronenworth. I'm not overly worried about the offense. I think they have enough pitching to overcome it if that is an issue. And then B, I've seen the offense provide late-game heroics here recently. So am I worried about the offense heading into the postseason? Truthfully, no, I'm not worried about the offense.
And you're not going to get postseason games where the Padres consistently put up 7 runs. Like, it's going to
be, probably not.
More often than not, it's going to be grinded out games like the last two. Like, the last two games were postseason baseball games. 4-2, 4-3, right? That's postseason baseball. Rarely do you see a game like, oh, we just won 7-1. Like, it doesn't every game will feel like, you know, high intensity, one run game. Every pitch matters. Every pitch matters. I mean, the offense is what it is. And just because they're not like explosive lately doesn't mean they don't have explosive players, because they absolutely do. Look at Tatis tonight. You know?
Yeah, I know. Joshua, appreciate you, man. Your support of the channel. He says we can thank Ippy or whatever his name is, Ippe, for taking the fall for Shohei's 50-50 season this year. What was that ridiculous tweet like? He's stolen 50 bases. He's hit 50 home runs. He did it when his friend took $10 million from him. He didn't overcome that. Like that's not part of the story. Like it's not more impressive because his friend stole money from him. That doesn't make 50-50 like, oh, no. It would have been cool. But now that his friend stole money from him, it's even a better accomplishment. That has no part in this at all.
I will always stand by. I know there's like the evidence is the evidence and the FBI, whatever. I will always stand by. How can you be that big of an idiot? I mean, come on, man. Like, what the fuck? I mean, and then how is there one story that came out and then immediately the next day there's a different story? And it's just like swept under the rug, which we knew it would be because you can't have baseball.
Dude's betting college soccer games in the ESPN Plus.
Yeah. As the great Charles Barkley says, always have a fall guy.
Yeah. Again, I don't know if we'll ever know the full story there.
I don't think we will either. And it's so far swept under the rug that nobody's talking about it unless they're like using it as a tweet. So to get more engagement on it. I don't know.
It's a great PR campaign, man. That thing has
really is.
That thing is
disappeared. Oh my God. I feel so bad for Shohei Ohtani for having his best friend steal money from him.
Wait, what?
Talon,
thank you. He says, can you explain why games are blacked out in
Murrieta
and Riverside? No.
I want to say if you are using the MLB app and use the Padres, I think that's out of – I don't know.
I don't know. I've been hearing from some people recently about blackouts. I'm like, interesting. I don't experience that.
Different markets? Like if you're in the LA market because – I mean, Riverside's up there. It's in the LA market. Murrieta is up there in the LA market. You can't stream
Padres. But if you have Padres.tv and you have Padres games, they've lifted blackout restrictions because of the TV stuff. So there are no blackout restrictions on Padres.tv, I don't think.
I don't know,
man. I wish I had an answer for you. JD Gaucho, thanks, dude. He says, we're just tired of Asterix, Mickey Mouse, 1988 talk. You're probably tired of no World Series rings, 1998, or for some fans, Matt Holliday was safe.
Yeah.
At home.
It goes both ways.
Yeah, I mean, it's called being a fan.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just what it is. I mean, I think a lot of Dodger fans, I mean, let's be honest. JD Gaucho, you're a Dodger fan. Richard, the trolls in here, let's be honest. When you put your head on the pillow at night, do you wish the most recent one was the pandemic season or was a different season? Everyone would say they wish it was a different season. Mm-hmm. Do you wish that it was a full season, not a 60-game season? Do you wish there was like a parade? Do you wish it was like acknowledged? Do you wish it wasn't a 16-team postseason? Do you wish the rules didn't involve runners on second base for the first time in baseball history in extra innings? Do you wish everyone wasn't wearing a mask? Do you wish guys weren't missing games because of COVID? Mm-hmm. I mean, it just was different.
Yeah.
And you can't say they're on the same. You just can't say it's the same. You can't say a World Series title in 1990 is the same as a 2020. And it's just true. Now, would we celebrate it if the Padres won the World Series in 2020? I'm sure. And you know what Dodger fans would be saying? There's an asterisk by it, and it's fake.
Yeah. It's. I mean, yeah, like you said, JD, it's if you're not a Dodger fan, the insult to Dodgers fans is, right, Mickey Mouse, 1998, Padres beat you more recently, won a series more recently than you have. And it's like right around Dodger fans, oh, you've never won a World Series. It's like, okay, cool. I think the more insulting thing, and I think what like the fans that I see get more triggered is because of the Mickey Mouse talk than the Padres not winning a World Series. Mm-hmm. I think Padres fans are like, oh, shit, I didn't know that. Thanks for telling me. I didn't realize the Padres haven't won a World Series in the franchise's history. But when you go to the point of like, hey, remember when you won that Mickey Mouse ring in 2000? Dodger fans get like really triggered. Like really triggered.
Yeah. Again, this is what, you know, fans do. I mean, again, Dodger fans will tell you that it's not a rivalry against the Padres. Yet we could have these conversations. We've had these conversations 1,000 times over the last 1,000 days. Mm-hmm. So,
by the way, JD Gaucho, that cookie was amazing. Thank you.
We still haven't eaten ours, but thank you again. And maybe my wife actually has, but thank you, JD Gaucho. Guys, if you want the best offer yet from Underdog, which includes up to $1,000 in bonus cash, a 50% deposit match, some free winners this week in the NFL, like higher than a half total yard passing for Patrick Mahomes, use promo code PODSWRAP and sign up and start winning today. Promo code PODSWRAP, that's PADSWRAP, up to $1,000 in bonus cash. In addition to that, you get those discounted picks that you're going to win on, basically gimme picks, like Patrick Mahomes throwing for a half yard this weekend in the NFL. It's their best offers yet. You can play across sports, simple higher or lowers. You can win 325 times your money in a single night. All you got to do is use promo code PODSWRAP. That's PADSWRAP. Click the link in the description down below. Simple higher or lowers, higher than a half total base for Manny Machado tomorrow, or higher than a half total yard passing for Patrick Mahomes, and so on and so forth. So if you haven't signed up, now is the time to do it. The best and easiest place to play fantasy sports is at Underdog, and make sure to use promo code PODSWRAP. That is PADSWRAP.
QR code, download the app, use our promo code PODSWRAP. Go win some money.
Bro, I don't even know why I'm pulling this up. You are a clown. Like, just go bother someone else.
What do you say? Hold on, I want to read it.
It's stupid. It's not.
I'll read it. Hold on. I just want to read it because I'm bored. And yes, we totally.
respect your opponents. You're in here acting like a 2-year-old in a Padres channel. Don't you have something better to do? Shouldn't you be in a Dodgers channel celebrating your big 93-win season?
With a billion-dollar payroll?
How many? What bottle of Dom did you open up tonight to celebrate win number 94? I mean, dude, whatever. Okay, join us tomorrow, 3 p.m., San Diego Sports 760, iHeartRadio app, or on YouTube, John and Jim. Search for John and Jim 760. We'll be getting you ready for Game 3 of the series from 3 to 6 tomorrow on San Diego Sports 760. And then, of course, back tomorrow night on the wrap-up show as well, following Game 3 of the series between the Padres and the Dodgers. So, subscribe to the channel, year-round content for Padres fans, year-round content for Padres fans, so make sure to subscribe. Smash the like button for us. You can follow us on X at John Schaefer, at Jim Russell SD. We appreciate the super thanks if you are here on replay. Thank you for your support. Our title sponsor, Mark Nimitz at Farmers Insurance. If you have an insurance need, if you're in California, you know where to turn. Mova Globes, I told you about them, 10% off with promo code PWS10. That's promo code PWS10. And again, that 50% deposit match up to $1,000 available right now at Underdog. Click the link in the description down below. Use promo code PODSWRAP. That is PADS. WRAP. 4 games to go in the regular season. Padres Dodgers Game 3 is tomorrow night, and we'll catch up with you tomorrow on John and Jim, and then tomorrow night on the wrap-up show for Jim. I'm John. Peace, guys.
Peace.
At Kroger Pharmacy, Care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, Care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
If you're a facilities manager at a warehouse and your HVAC system goes down, it can turn up the heat, literally. But don't sweat it, Grainger has you covered. Grainger offers over 1 million industrial-grade products for all your operations, including warehouse HVAC maintenance. And even better, they offer access to experts and fast delivery, so you and your warehouse can both keep your cool. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.